And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 16th of February, 2009. It's the birthday of the novelist Richard Ford, born Jackson, Mississippi, 1944. And he tried hotel management, law school, substitute teaching, coaching baseball, wrote a couple of novels, got good reviews, didn't sell many copies, got a job as a sports writer at Inside Sports magazine, which he loved, would have been happy to stay there, but then the magazine went out of business and he couldn't find a job, so he went back to writing fiction. His first novels had featured tormented characters, and his wife told him to try writing a book about somebody who was happy for a change. So he wrote about a guy named Frank Bascom, who gives up a career as a fiction writer to write for a sports magazine. Richard Ford wrote about 150 pages, showed them to his editor, who didn't care for it, told him to throw it away. So Richard Ford decided to go ahead and finish the book, which he called The Sports Writer. It came out in 1986, was his first big success, wrote two more novels about Frank Bascom, Independence Day, in 1995, which won the Pulitzer Prize, and a few years ago, The Lay of the Land. Richard Ford, who said, "I wanted to write this novel in the first person and in the present tense. The novel gets to say, we're present tense here, and yet we can read the present over and over again, which is quite a nice thing to do. We'd all be better off if we could not stop time, but slow it down a little bit and live the pleasant things more pleasantly and live the incautious things more cautiously." It's the birthday of Van Wyck Brooks, born Plainfield, New Jersey, 1886, wrote biographies of Emerson, Washington Irving, Herman Melville, Walt Whitman, and Mark Twain. And it's the birthday of Henry Adams, born Boston, 1838. His grandfather was John Quincy Adams. Henry Adams lived in Washington, wrote about politics and history, but he's most famous as the author of The Education of Henry Adams, one of the first modern American memoirs. Privately printed, 1907, no one paid much attention to it, but after he died, and it was republished in 1918, it won the Pulitzer Prize. Here's a poem for today by David Tucker, entitled Snowbound. The runways were covered by early evening. Nothing moved out there but the occasional noble snowplow carrying on with a yellow grimace. The jet fleets were barely visible like whales sleeping off the blast. The concourses, so frantic a few hours ago, were almost still. A few meanderers chatted on their cell phones and looked at watches. Some who couldn't bear the limbo lined up at the ticket counters to argue with clerks who rolled their eyes. Expectations that could not be denied on this of all days were denied. Deadlines that couldn't be missed were missed. Helpless executives threw up their hands. Meetings went on without them. Soldiers with orders gave up with good cheer and played video games as if this were finally the last place and not all that bad. Stranded students slept on backpacks. Wedding guests rode the escalators with vacant stares, imagining the bride. I stayed quiet and thought of you, checked my passport and my ticket like a spy with only a name to get me out 1,000 miles from my life. A poem by David Tucker, Snowbound, from Late for Work, published by Houghton Mifflin Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.